This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be here with you this morning as we talk about the money mindset makeover for you and your fertility journey. We are here to empower you with a killer starting point for transforming the freakout that is so often associated with money and struggling with fertility. I'm so excited to be here with you gorgeous ladies because we are going to give you some fantastic tools to make a massive upgrade to your money mindset. Ladies, now is your time. Claim this. Claim this for yourself. This is part of the foundation for becoming the mom you were intended to be. You can live this journey any way you wish. Why not live it with a focus on abundance and how money can help make your dreams come true? Who says that this has to be a time in your life where it's defined by fearful penny pinching? Who says that you should feel guilt, shame, or anguish about doing everything you possibly can to build your family? Who says that you can't have what you want? And ladies, seriously, what if now is exactly the time for you to double down on your dreams? If there is something lighting up inside of you right now saying, yep, you know what? Being a mom is my dream and there's nothing that's going to get in my way, then hold on tight, my love, because we are going to start you down the road of seeing money and your journey in a whole new way. Now, I want to take a moment as we get started to have you really sink into this moment and send love to the women all over the world who are jumping on this call right now. And just know that they are sending love right back to you. Each and every one of you is here because you want more for yourself on this journey. I want to acknowledge you for taking this first step. And remember, you are not alone. You're not alone. And if anyone wants to say hello to your sisters all over the world, you can always hit *2 on your telephone keypad or Skype keypad, and I will unmute your line so you can give a shout out. But in the meantime, I also want to take a moment to send some massive love to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom family for making the time that we have together this morning possible. We are so honored to serve this amazing community, and Joanne and I are women who have personally lived this journey. And our time together this morning is our gift to you. Here's what we know to be true. When you harness the power of the mind-body connection and you combine it with effective education and coaching, you have the ability to dramatically reduce your stress and live your journey with more ease than you may ever thought possible. And in fact, you can make it luxuriously simple. Women all over the world are doing this, and so can you. And I've got to tell you, ladies, it has been an exciting past couple weeks in my world because my ladies are getting pregnant left and right. And it's just been a fantastic week. So again, I'm super excited to be with you this morning. And for those of you who do not know me or are new to my work, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility journey transformation coach. What does that mean? Bottom line, I help women get pregnant. My work is about helping women overcome the fear and stress that is not doing their fertility any favors. Mindset is a critical component to health and well-being, ladies. And if you are struggling with fertility, you simply can't afford to mess around. You need both to be at their best. Mindset matters, and women who are serious about becoming the mom they were meant to be don't let fear and stress stand in the way of their miracle. They call upon my expertise, and I help them get there. And we have a fantastic time along the way. And like I said, I mean, I see miracles every single day, and it is amazing. And my loves, I want you to know that what I'm sharing with you is not theory, it's not guessing, and it's not just something I read out of a book. This morning you're going to be getting journey-tested insider information from a professional coach who personally spent years struggling with fertility. I spent just about $100,000 building my family. So when it comes to money, I know what I'm talking about. And I am living my purpose now, coaching women all over the world how to stop fear and stress from blocking their miracle. And the work is powerful and it is incredible. And I am so honored to be helping women all over the world do this in their lives because I'm seeing the result. These are women who get it and they understand that mindset matters in the constellation of things that we look at as we're moving to create the families that we so desire in our lives. So I'm going to keep this real so you can begin to create the same results in your life. If you are finished with being overwhelmed when it comes to money, you are in the right place. If you are tired of beating yourself up and living in freakout mode about money, then you are in the right place. And if you are ready to take a stand for creating the best possible circumstances on your journey, which includes reducing your stress, you are absolutely in the right place because I'm telling you straight up right now, you can absolutely transform your money mindset and it's closer than you think. You have to decide to take action and apply what you learn. And here's what I'm going to share with you today. We're going to talk about the biggest tall tales that we buy into when it comes to money, how they keep us trapped in fear and believing that we have limited options, and what you must believe in order to break free. We're going to talk about how becoming aware of your money story can help you make wiser decisions about how you truly wish to invest your money on this journey and how, in fact, spending generously may be the best thing that you ever do. We're also going to talk about exactly how to get out of overwhelm and into reality about money so you can put yourself on a path to having the abundant resources that you want for the things, experiences, and possibilities you desire when it comes to building your family. And by the end of the call, you'll have an actionable plan for up-leveling your money mindset and the way you live your journey. For those of you who are ready to take a stand against letting fear and stress get in the way of your miracle, we have a fantastic treat for you, which I'll reveal later in the call, so just stay tuned. And as far as housekeeping is concerned, we're going to run for approximately 60 minutes, so there's going to be plenty of time for questions and coaching. And you'll just hit star 2 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. We have a lot of fantastic material this morning, so if you have a question, just go ahead and write it down, and we are certainly going to get to it. But just go ahead and write those down just to keep them straight. And as a bonus for signing up for this training, ladies, I created a special worksheet for you to capture your learning and actively participate along the way, so that you can put what you're learning into action. I want to start you off, ladies, by having you set your intention. What is your intention during this training? And we start each of these trainings with setting an intention, and it is especially important when it comes to the subject of money. We are going to be shaking up a lot of conventional beliefs that you might have about money, what it means, and your relationship with it. So be smart and set your intention now. You know, what are you going to allow yourself to receive during this training? Will you have an open mind? And instead of saying, that could never work for me, will you allow yourself to ask how it can? Set the intention, ladies, that you're going to get what you came for. I am certain that what I'm sharing with you today has the power to change your money mindset and transform your journey, and here's why. Years ago, ladies, I was you. It would have been me on the other end of a training call like this. I struggled with fertility for years while I was a trial lawyer here in California. I was a lead trial attorney in a specialized sexual assault unit that prosecuted the most violent offenders. And so I went to law school. I was working really hard. And when my husband and I decided it was time for us to have a family, you know, we started trying. And, you know, I was used to working hard for what I wanted and being patient. But as the months and years dragged on, we realized it just wasn't happening when it came to having a baby. So we decided to undergo treatment. And we knew treatment was going to be expensive, but we didn't quite understand how expensive. And we had great jobs, granted, but our insurance did not pay a dime for fertility treatment. So I immediately went into freakout mode and started pinching every penny I could. And it was exhausting and stressful. I went into overwhelm and started putting intense pressure on myself to make each treatment work, because if I didn't, we were going to have to spend more money and, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on top of that, you know. And I felt guilty that every dime we had was being diverted to pay for these treatments. And during that period of time, we weren't taking vacations. Dinner out, forget it. I mean, that was a very rare occurrence, and it always felt like I was looking over my shoulder waiting for what was going to cost me money next. And it was just a terrible, terrible way to live. And on top of that, I was torturing myself constantly, okay? So we talked about the financial stress that I found myself in. Well, we haven't even begun to talk about the other kind of stress that I was putting on myself. You know, I was comparing myself to every pregnant woman I saw. I was beating myself up endlessly with, you know, why me? Why is this happening to me? And I was living in fear of my Facebook feed, you know, wondering who was going to announce they were pregnant next. And it was just miserable. I was overwhelmed and I was ashamed. I felt like a complete failure as a woman and as a wife. I was a stressed out, defeated mess. I mean, can you ladies relate to that? I mean, I lived that way for years. And so this toxic stress, I mean, what it was creating in my life was the exact opposite of what every doctor I worked with advised. And I knew I hit rock bottom on my fertility journey when I learned that our treatment failed again at the end of one of the most important trials in my career. I mean, I won the case, but no baby. After all of that scrimping, saving, and pressure, nothing. All I wanted to do was curl up in a ball under my desk in my office and cry, because I felt like not only was I never going to be a mom, but that I had become someone in this process I did not recognize, and I was on the road to spending $100,000 and having nothing to show for it. Nothing. And when I look back on those days when I was living in such a constricted, tightwad way, like, it's no surprise to me that I wasn't getting pregnant. I wasn't taking care of myself. And at that point, you know, in that rock bottom moment, I realized I had two options. I either, you know, chose what was behind door number one, which was do nothing and continue to let this journey run me into the ground, or see what was behind door number two, and that was figuring out how to turn things around so I could become the mom, partner, and woman I was meant to be. And at that point, like, I immediately began immersing myself in personal development. I was on a mission, ladies. I wanted to craft powerful tools and strategies for overcoming the fear and stress that had taken over my life. And this included transforming my money mindset. And I'm so glad that I chose what was behind door number two, because when I started implementing what I learned, everything about my journey changed. I stopped beating myself up with negativity. Baby shower invitations and pregnancy announcements suddenly stopped stinging so bad. And instead of being buried in freakout saying, how the heck am I going to pay for all this, I began to see that the money and resources I needed on my journey were all around me, and that they were absolutely within reach. And most importantly, my miracle happened. I made a commitment that I would share what I learned, because having to figure this out on my own sucked. It sucked, ladies, and it took 10 times longer than if I had the support of a coach or mentor. And I can say that because when I finally wised up and got a coach, we turned what could have been more years of struggle into breakthroughs that I achieved in days. And let's face it, ladies, when it comes to your fertility, you don't have time to waste. I wasted so much time living this journey in fear and lack. I don't want you to do the same. This is why I do what I do. I love helping women on this journey. That it's my calling, and I am so intensely passionate about it. And it's my intention as a professional coach to share some of what I learned with you today. So let's dive right in. Now let's talk about the biggest tall tales we buy into when it comes to money, how they keep us trapped in fear and believing that we have limited options, and what you must do to break free. Now, more often than not, money gets a bad rap in our society, right? We often hear that money is the root of all evil. People who want money or who have money are often portrayed as greedy. We think in terms of the haves and have-nots, and so often we're led to believe that there's never enough money. You know, everyone knows that you have to work for money, ladies, but so often we are told you have to work hard for it. You know, we're taught that it's wrong to ask for too much. We think that if we have money, it's somehow going to be taken away. And, you know, some of us were even raised to hoard it because you just never know. You know, you always hear saving for a rainy day. And that's a great idea. But sometimes that great idea can just get out of control and just make you want to hoard it. You know, we're also taught that debt is bad unless you've incurred it for a home or an education, because somehow those are the only situations in which it's acceptable. You know, money is made into a dirty subject, and we're told it's impolite to talk about it. You know, and I bet some of you are getting a little uncomfortable even with the subject of money. You know, there's so much secrecy and shame associated with money. It's ridiculous. So it's incredible, you know, how many of the attitudes that we have about money are based on lack. And so with so much fear and loathing around the subject of money, is it any wonder that we have a complicated relationship with it? Do you think that this complicated negative relationship that we have with money might contribute to us feeling trapped in fear and believing we have limited options? Of course it would. And do you think that when we are in need of money, that these kinds of negative thoughts would make us feel terrified and maybe even a little gross about it? You bet. And do you think that having negativity about money may be exactly what keeps it out of your hands? Chew on that for a second. Chew on that. And, you know, I just listed some of the tall tales that I know of for, you know, when it comes to money, and I'm sure you've got dozens of your own. You know, we all are raised with different attitudes. Now, there's a very basic truth about money, and that is if you believe you can't have it, if you believe that money is not there for you, and if you believe that money is hard to get, then that is what it will be. You know, Newton's third law of physics states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you're putting out negativity and fear about money, what do you think you're going to get? This is natural law, ladies. And I call these negative attitudes tall tales because those lack-based attitudes, they just aren't true. The truth is money is simply a tool. It is neither inherently good or inherently bad. It just is. Money has whatever meaning you attach to it. And if you want to free yourself from being trapped in fear and lack when it comes to money, here's what you've got to believe. You've got to take responsibility for shifting your mindset from one of lack to abundance. You've got to focus on abundance, ladies, because here's another truth. There is no lack of money in the world. We live in an abundant world, and money and resources are everywhere. The fear and stress that we have about money simply blinds us from seeing how available it is. You know, the judgments and the stories that we have about money are masterful at keeping us feeling small, helpless, and guilty when it comes to money. And think about it. You know, I bet there was a time in your life when you really needed money and it showed up, right? You know, when you need money, you don't just immediately fall into a ball and, you know, find yourself living in a box on the side of the road, right? Money has an interesting way of showing up in our lives when we really need it. You know, there are so many spiritual traditions that have some form of the idea of ask and you shall receive. People who need money and make the decision to get it, find it. We all hear stories about this all the time. And I've got a very serious question to ask you. Why couldn't the same thing happen for you? Why not? And I know you might be thinking, Roseanne, all of this is well and good, but I'm looking at having IVF and it's probably going to cost me $20,000 that I don't have. Okay? And my answer to that is you don't have it yet. And look, I get how scary and overwhelming all of this can be. I've been there. Let me remind you, I spent $100,000 in an effort to build my family. And that wasn't money I just had laying around. I know I told you guys that I used to be a lawyer, and you probably think, she just had money laying around. That wasn't the case at all. And my insurance didn't cover this. I had to call that money in. I had to find a way to make it happen. Now, here's what else I know. If you really want to build your family and you need money for treatment to make it happen, you are going to find a way. And finding a way isn't as difficult or painful as you might think. You just got to get out of your own way. You know, think about it. The average brand new family car these days is going to cost you a minimum of $30,000 to $40,000 when it's all said and done. And people still find a way to do that, and they love it. And that's just a car. That's not even your family. You know, here we're talking about birthing the baby that you're dreaming of. And seriously, the money you spend on this journey is an investment in making your dream of being a mom come true. You know, your dream of completing your family matters. Being a mom, if you are on this call, is part of your life purpose. You feel it in your bones. Is there anything better to spend your money on than this dream? You know, you've probably spent $20,000 on things you don't even remember or perhaps have thrown away by now. And look, ladies, as far as we know, we get one ride on this merry-go-round. So you've really got to ask yourself, are you going to go for it? Now, let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that you go out and spend money recklessly on stupid things that don't matter. That's just idiotic. What I am inviting you to do is to expand your beliefs about what is possible for you, what is available to you. And look, I know that some of this may be treading upon some deeply held beliefs, which is why I asked you to keep an open mind. Ladies, I see this all the time. You can have the money you desire when you get out of your way. And now we're going to talk about what that means exactly. Now, we're going to talk now about how becoming aware of your money story can help you make wiser decisions about how you truly wish to invest your money on this journey and how spending generously may be the best thing that you ever do. And I'm going to tell you straight up right now, becoming aware of your money story is the most powerful thing you can do to transform it. Now, what I mean by money story is, what are the limiting beliefs that you have about money? And ladies, as women, woo-wee, we have got some money stories, don't we? I don't care where in the world you are listening in from right now. Chances are you were raised with some interesting beliefs about money. You wouldn't be on this call if you weren't. So let's talk about some of them. You know, think back to your earliest memories of money, you know, in your childhood. You know, were you constantly told, we can't afford it? Were you shamed as a child for wanting beautiful things? Were you told, oh, that's only for rich kids? You know, were you told that you were being, that you were bad for not being happy with what you have? You know, were you ever told, hey, you should just be thankful for what you have? You know, were you told that spending money on yourself is selfish and evil? You know, did you see your parents working their fingers to the bone for small amounts of money, and, you know, which would lead you to having the belief that, you know, money necessarily requires suffering? You know, or were your parents away constantly trying to make money, and so you began to resent money because it took your parents away because they wanted it? You know, it's, you know, we have so many of these ideas. You know, did you hear your parents complaining about the idea that there was never enough money, yet there was always money for other things? You know, did you never order dessert because you thought it was too luxurious? You know, are you maybe carrying around the idea that you don't deserve money? And here's another big one. Do you think that money is only for people who go to college for 1,000 years and have a zillion degrees? You know, do you think that because maybe you've made mistakes in the past with money that you're bad with it and don't deserve to have it? And here's another sneaky one that a lot of us get trapped in. Are you currently tolerating getting paid less than you're worth? You know, that's all related to money story. That's all related to limiting beliefs that we have about money. And, you know, perhaps you long to sit in first class on a flight, but you also secretly begrudge those people who do. You know, bottom line, ladies, do you know that you could be doing so much better than you are right now, but you stay where you are because it feels safe? What are the stories that you tell yourself when it comes to money? And this is, it's so important to root these buggers out, because so many of the stories that we have about money were deeply ingrained in our minds by the time we were 8 years old. Those stories, therefore, spin in our minds with little contradiction for decades. So they become quote-unquote truth. Do you think that those stories might be having an impact? You bet. Our money stories shape what we believe about ourselves and impact the choices we make, ladies. And let's add another interesting layer to that. Struggling with fertility hits at the core of who we are as women. So you better believe that when we are faced with having to spend money on ourselves, particularly when we're beating ourselves up for even struggling in this department, our money stories and limiting beliefs about money go into overdrive. Guilt, shame, self-loathing, you name it. And ladies, I can tell you that my money stories were kicking when this was going on. I mean, in my life, like I said earlier, you know, my intention today is to really help you shift your money mindset. It was one of the most transformational things that I did for myself on this journey, and I want that for you because it will free you to have the things that you want. So I want you to take a look at your worksheet, exercise number 2. I want you to write down, what is your money story? And, you know, again, what are your limiting beliefs about money? I want you to write them out. And if you're driving, it's okay. Just kind of think about some of those stories. You know, did some of the stories that I shared with you, you know, that's only for rich kids, wanting more is a bad thing, you know, believing that you don't deserve money, those are all examples of money stories. What's your money story? And remember, writing this down and really understanding what it is going to be one of the most powerful things, if not, in fact, the most powerful thing to helping you transform it. So just take a few moments right now. Write a few notes for yourself. What is your money story? What are the things that you believe about money? Good, bad, or indifferent? You know, what is it? What are those little buggers that keep you awake at night about money? You know, and I venture to guess you know, if you're working with a partner on this journey, that there's got to be some guilt and shame somewhere in that mix that you are spending money on this. So just take a moment and just jot a few down. And remember, this isn't about perfection. This is about making progress. So it doesn't have to be perfect. And you know, the great thing is that after this call is over, you'll probably go back and maybe think about a few more. Because every time you take a step toward learning about yourself and learning different things on this journey, you give yourself an opportunity to have more awareness, right? And so I wouldn't be surprised if more things pop up for you later on today. So just take a few more moments to write a couple things down about what your money story is. You got a few things? So now, ladies, look at your list. You know, if you've written these things down or if you've got some mental notes, what impact might these beliefs that you have about money have had on your life and on the choices that you've made? You know, when you understand the stories, you empower yourself to make different choices. That's all these beliefs are, ladies. They're stories, just stories. And look, in order to have the life you really want, which includes being a mom, you may have to spend the money you do have, get a loan, sell something, put it on a credit card, borrow it from someone you know, or manifest it in some other way to make it happen. And I know that that statement alone may go against some pretty hardcore beliefs you might have about money, because we're told that it's irresponsible to go into debt unless it's for education or an emergency. But you've got to think critically. That's what empowered women do, is they think critically at each stage in their lives and with each question that comes up for them. You know, I'm asking you to think critically about this and ask yourself if those beliefs are really true for you. You know, it's a question only you can answer. You know, if you are 40 and you want to wait 2 years to save up the money, or if you are being cheap, cheap, cheap and refuse to get all the support you can in this process, is that wise? That's a question that only you can answer. But what we're doing in this process is just shining more light on some of the impact that having, you know, money stories can have and can keep you from having what you want. So think critically about that. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just you've got to figure out what's right for you. And I can tell you one thing for sure, is that if you let your money story run the show and keep you believing that you are someone that can't have the kind of money that you want on this journey, or that if you borrow it, you will never be able to pay it back, then it's going to be very hard for you to manifest the money that you need. And this is all about having your money mindset makeover. And if you have negative beliefs about money, you're going to put yourself in a negative situation when it comes to manifesting it. And these negative beliefs, ladies, may be, in fact, part of the constellation of things that could be blocking your miracle. Now, I remember speaking to a woman who was complaining about that, you know, between IVF, acupuncture, nutrition counseling, and coaching with me, that it was going to cost her, you know, $30,000 to, you know, really start this process of building her family. And she just kept saying, you know, I'd never spend $30,000 on any of those things. I mean, she didn't want to spend $30,000 on any of it. And that's fine. There's no judgment about that. But what was interesting is she said that she wouldn't pay $30,000 for, you know, a combination of those things. Yet she drove away from our meeting in a $40,000 car. Pretty interesting, huh? You know, and now when you understand what your money story is, you can make smarter decisions about how you invest that money. You know, so many of us, because of our money stories, we, you know, when something costs money or when it's more money than we're used to spending, we immediately constrict, you know, we go into scrimp and save mode. But you've seriously got to ask yourself, is that helpful? You know, as look, as a woman who spent a lot of money on this journey, I can tell you some of the biggest mistakes I made were because I was being penny wise and pound foolish. You know, during my first IVF, I freaked out at what it was going to cost. And like I said earlier, I penny pinched. I didn't get acupuncture. I went to the cheapest clinic I could find, and boy, did I get what I paid for. You know, I did virtually no self-care. I didn't talk to a nutrition expert. I got no coaching to help out with my out-of-control mindset, which was so critical to my health and well-being. And of course, my cycle failed. You know, I hope it's becoming clearer to you ladies how important this mindset stuff is. You know, when we're looking at all of these things, you know, because I had a negative mindset and was constricted and penny pinching and really being penny wise and pound foolish about the way I invested my money, I wasn't doing the things that I could have done to help create the best possible circumstances. Like I said in the beginning, ladies, when it comes to your fertility, we don't have time to waste. So, you know, when money matters and when it's something that you don't have a lot of, or you're in the process of manifesting more, you've got to think about, you know, how can I make this the best possible shot? You know, and that's why, like, penny pinching and scrimping and not getting the support you want may not be the wisest thing. You know, so I really hope that's becoming more and more clear, you know, and I want to contrast that. I want to give you an example of the opposite, you know, and so let's contrast that to when I finally wised up. When I finally wised up and realized that by trying to scrimp and save, I was just stressing myself out, denying myself the things that I really needed to cover my bases and take care of myself and my body when doing so was so freaking important. You know, it was incredible. You know, and when I finally wised up, I realized, look, I want my baby. Like, I want to give myself the best possible chances on this journey. So I got smart and I ponied up the cash. Like, I left that cheap clinic and I went to one of the top 10 teaching hospitals in the country. It was like going from Motel 6 to the Ritz-Carlton, let me tell you. You know, I did acupuncture. I ate 100% organic. I did Mayan abdominal massage. I saw a medical intuitive. You know, I realized I had gone as far as I could on my own working on my mindset. So I got a coach and it rocked my world. You know, I stopped whining about money and began to take a stand about my dreams. I took care of myself. I doubled down on my dreams and my miracle happened. Okay. And like I shared with you ladies at the beginning of this call, like, I see this every single day. I see amazing, smart women every single day getting over their money story and absolutely giving this journey everything they've got. And it's making all of the difference in the world. I mean, and that's looking at it all, because each piece of the puzzle on this journey matters, ladies. It's not just about treatment. If it was just about treatment, you go get treatment and then you're pregnant and you know, you're never struggling again. But so often that is not the case. You know, that's why smart women, they get the acupuncture. They go and, you know, get additional treatments in addition to, you know, IVF, IUI, or whatever medicated cycles they may be doing. You know, they're seeing a naturopath. They're getting coaching to help with their mindset. You know, this is a global picture that you have to create for yourself, you know, and, you know, I can tell you definitively the only regret that I had in this whole process was not making this decision to have what I really wanted sooner. You know, I knew I could walk away from this experience satisfied knowing that my money story did not get in the way of my miracle. And look, I mean, there are no guarantees, ladies. Nobody can guarantee, you know, nobody can guarantee you a result. No doctor, no acupuncturist, no coach, nobody can guarantee you a result. And this is exactly why doing everything you can to create the best possible circumstances might be the best thing that you ever do, because you need each and every one of those parts working together. Remember, mindset matters. You know, you can be eating, you know, 100% organic, but if you're driving yourself crazy with stress and you're agonizing and it's keeping you up at night and it leaves you with a knot in your stomach and you're beating yourself up, you know, what impact do you think that's having? You know, there's enough evidence out there of the impact of stress that you cannot ignore it. So I really want you ladies, I mean, again, like I said, I am here to help empower you. I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. And this is why I teach women all over the world how to move past the money story, you know, in addition to everything else that goes into coaching to really help them wave their baby home. You know, so now let's talk about exactly how to get out of overwhelm and into reality about money, so you can put yourself on the path to having the abundant resources you want for the things, experiences, and possibilities you desire when it comes to building your family. Because I know what you're all thinking, you know, I know what you're all asking, Roseanne, but how, you know, how do you scrape all this money together? You know, where do you find it? Because I'm looking for it and I haven't found it yet. I totally get it, my love. So that's what we're going to talk about, okay? So the first thing that you must do is get 100% crystal clear about how much money you are going to need to give yourself the best possible circumstances. You know, remember, this is about creating a complete picture. This just isn't about treatment. It's about having all of the support you desire. You know, this is the time to be generous, my loves. You are building your family. You are taking a stand for your dreams. Give yourself permission to think big here. You know, let's get you out of being a victim of fear and into the reality. And that starts with taking a look at the numbers, okay? And clarity is so powerful. Like when you allow yourself to get clear, you know, how much is it? You know, maybe in your circumstances, you know, you believe it's going to cost you $65,000. You know, I mean, you got to ask yourself a few questions, you know, to get there. You know, if you need treatment, which clinic do you choose? And how much is the treatment going to cost? You know, like when you're coming up with your number, and I just threw $65,000 out, you know, just as an example. But, you know, if you need treatment, how much do you, you know, how much does the treatment cost at that clinic? And, you know, how much do you want to invest in things like acupuncture, nutritionist, massage? You know, how much will you invest in getting the coaching support for your low stress mindset? You know, how much will you allow for eating clean? You know, is eating organic, or maybe having a special diet if you have food allergies? You know, how much money do you want to allot for that? You know, and will you be traveling? You know, perhaps you're doing treatment in another country. I know so many women who have gone all over the world to have IVF or, you know, to use donor eggs, all kinds of stuff. So you want to include, you know, what are all the things that you are going to need to support you in this process so that you can feel well taken care of and that you can feel good that, look, I am not being a tightwad at this time of my life because this really matters. My dreams matter, and I really want to throw everything I can at it. So when you write that down, you immediately can get out of freak out because now you have a number. Now you have a reality. It's not just, oh, my gosh, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if this expense is coming up? And it's just swirling around in your head, because when things are in our heads, they seem so much worse than when we put them on paper. So put it on paper, ladies. Write it down. You know, what is it going to cost you? You know, based on your best possible estimation. You know, again, this is about empowerment. This is about getting answers. I don't want you to guess here. You know, if you need to go to your clinic's website or you need to ask questions, you know, ask. Because when you educate yourself, you empower yourself, and that's what you want. I can't tell you how powerful empowerment is to taking you out of fear and stress on this journey. And that's what I want for you, ladies. I don't want you to be freaking out over money. I want you to feel like the boss ladies you are when it comes to money. You know, put yourself in the driver's seat. You know, get smart. You know, because when you put this on paper and when you have a number, you can start getting focused on asking better questions. And then repeat that. When you have a number, you can start getting focused and ask better questions. Because right now you're probably asking, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for that? Okay. Here's the better question. What are the ways in which I can manifest the money I need? That's a better question. You know, what are the ways? You know, be active. You know, take the overwhelm out of it by asking a better question. You know, do you have savings that you can dip into? You know, do you have an emergency fund? And, you know, hey, in your world, does this qualify as an emergency? I don't know. You know, these are decisions you have to make for yourself. But again, you want to make the right decisions for you and what makes sense when you move past your money story and really look at the reality. You know, do you have lines of credit? Do you have a house you can borrow against? Is it possible for you to take on extra projects at work to make extra money? You know, is there something you aren't using that you can sell? Maybe you qualify for a clinical trial. You know, maybe there's some way that you can get a reduced cost treatment. You know, does your clinic offer financing for treatment? And then you can just work on coming up with the rest of the money for everything else you want, the massage, the coaching, the acupuncture, all of those things. You know, and you probably know whether or not your insurance is going to cover it, but you know, it's interesting when you empower yourself to get past your money story and you get out of overwhelm and into reality about how much things are really going to cost, then, you know, you find out that you can be super resourceful and there may actually be better questions you can be asking your insurance company that might help you get some of the things that you need along the way covered, okay? Sometimes it's very interesting the way that works. I mean, I definitely found a lot of interesting things along the way. So, you know, this is way more empowered than freak out, isn't it, ladies? I mean, seriously, you know, this is so important. And that's what I want you to write down in number 3 on your worksheet. I can get out of overwhelm and into reality about money by getting crystal clear about how much it's going to cost. That's the first answer to that. And 2, the second way that you get out of overwhelm and into reality about money is to start asking better questions. You know, how, you know, what are the ways that I can manifest the money I need instead of how is this all going to happen? You know, better questions, ladies, those can be absolutely transformational. So you want to tame the drama with reality, and that's a full reality. You know, be creative, ladies. Lose the rigidity. Get resourceful. There's no reason why you can't find a way. And do not discount the possibilities of 11th hour miracles. You know, I remember I was working with this woman who, you know, she got it. She really got it. And she's like, you know, I want to take care of my mindset. I want to, you know, get treatment. I want to do all of these things. And she was really freaking out about how much all of it was going to cost. And it was interesting because when we got into reality, when we did this together, I'm like, well, let's talk about how much this is going to cost. When we actually put it on paper for her, she looked at it and she's like, oh my gosh. You know, when she got out of freak out and realized I actually have this money, you know, she got resourceful. She found that, you know, she could get money from multiple resources that were already existing in her life. And she's like, oh my God, you know, why was I spinning? You know, why was I driving myself crazy? So I'm really hoping, ladies, that with this, that what we've talked about this morning is really going to, you know, I hope it shakes up a few things for you and is going to get you to think critically, you know, and make good choices for yourself. You know, what's true for you? That's really what matters. And, you know, look, your dreams matter. You want to be a mom. You know, like what better reason is there to spend money than to help fulfill the dream of having the family that you want? Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg, ladies. I mean, there is so much more that we can go into when it comes to money and being smart with money on this journey. But our focus today was really on giving you a makeover to your money mindset on this journey. And I can tell you, you know, we can't do justice to it in an hour, but when you transform your money mindset, you have the power to transform your journey. So when you apply what you've learned and you empower yourself to make the right decisions, see the possibilities and get out of overwhelm. And let me remind you, ladies, you joined today's call because you want more for yourself. So as a coach, I'm not afraid to ask you the tough questions. You know, what are you going to do with what you learned today? Will you let your worksheet or maybe some of the notes that you took, are you just going to let that gather dust and do nothing? Or will you commit to transforming the way you live this journey? What are you going to do? You know, and that's what I have on number 4 on your worksheet. I ask you, you know, what's one action that you will take today to take a step toward transforming your money story? You know, maybe it's going to be you going back to look at your list. You know, what are your money stories? And I want you to ask yourself, are those stories really yours? Or do you choose to believe something different about money? Do you choose to believe that you are a woman that is worth having her dreams come true? You know, are you a woman who's worth spending money on? You know, do you want to get out of that trap thinking that spending money on yourself is a bad thing? Or that getting all of the support you want is frivolous and an extra that you just can't afford? You can afford it if you choose to afford it. That's just a straight up truth. I mean, I wish I got that sooner. And the magic that happens in the women's lives that finally get that and they take a stand for what they want is incredible. I work with women across the globe, ladies, who are absolutely committed to being the mom, partner, and woman they were meant to be. My ladies are smart women who truly go for it. They refuse to be victims on this journey, and they are in it to win it on this journey. And they get that each piece of the puzzle on this journey matters, and that absolutely includes getting their mindset right. You know, they want to create the best possible circumstances for themselves on this journey. Therefore, they do not neglect their fear and stress. And you know what? They're getting pregnant after years of trying, and it makes my heart sing. Like, it's, you know, the work that we do together is powerful, and the results are undeniable. Now, let's turn this over to you, ladies. I'm sure that you have questions for me. I'm already seeing a question here from Kara in Portland, Oregon, and I will go ahead and answer Kara's question. So Kara asks, Roseanne, money has been a tough subject for my partner and I. He is stressed out about money, and I am too, but we want to be parents. How would you suggest that I break the ice with him? Okay, great question, Kara. There's actually a lot of different ways that you can address this subject, and it really kind of depends on what your relationship is like so far. And, you know, one of the things that I would highly encourage is have him listen to this recording. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, men and women are very different in our approaches to money. You know, not always, but we have some differing attitudes, just how we're conditioned as individuals. And it might be helpful for him to identify and understand if he has a money story. And, you know, if he's stressed out about money, it's great to have a conversation and really understand why he's stressed out with money. So that, you know, the whole point is for the two of you to get on the same page. And really have an open and honest discussion about money that doesn't include making anybody wrong. It's just, look, understand where each person is coming from and see how you can come to some middle ground. Because if you're both really wanting to be parents and the way that you're going to do that is going to require money, like if you're going to be going through treatment or whatever, then it's really important to get that out in the open and just start talking about that. And, you know, people who make things happen, you know, often take a bit of a risk, right? You've got to take a stand for your dreams. You know, is being a parent so meaningful to you and so, you know, something you so desire that you're willing to put money into the process? So that's what I would suggest for you, Kara. And, you know, certainly if you know that having support in this process is important, you know, do the exercise that I suggested, you know, really write it down and get out of overwhelm and into reality about what it's going to cost. Because in your circumstance, it may be less than you think. You know, and allow the process of writing all of the things down that you want for yourself on this journey and the different avenues that you'd like to take. Let that help you become more resourceful. You know, the smartest thing you can do is really think about this from a global perspective. Really think about all of the moving pieces here, what you want to create, and why you're going to take a stand for having that baby that you want to have. You know, we don't know how it's going to work for you. We don't know, you know, how eventually your baby is going to come to being, but you want to get smart and start asking questions, educate and empower yourself now. So I hope that's helpful to you, Kara. So ladies, I'd really encourage you, you know, as you move through the rest of your day, allow yourself to have some of this sink in and really allow yourself to play with some of these concepts. And, you know, I really want to support you in the idea that your dreams matter. You know, I see this every single day. You know, women who take a stand for creating the families they desire, they throw everything they have at it. And they make miracles happen. You know, it's just incredible. I mean, this, like I said at the top of the hour, I mean, this has just been incredible what's happening in these ladies' lives. And it's just, I'm just humbled and honored to be a part of that. You know, you can live this journey any way you wish. Why not live it in a, with a focus on abundance and how you can make your dreams come true? Have a great day, ladies. And here's to helping you transform your money mindset on your fertility journey. My name is Roseanne Austin, and I wish you so much joy on your fertility journey.